Oh, welcome to our first Bembo Roman podcast. I'm your host, Guadalupe, and this is your daily podcast for Thursday, August 24th, 2017. Today's graphic designers joining me are Alexis and Sean.
Hi, thank you for having me here today. It's a pleasure being on your podcast.
Hello, nice to meet you. Glad I could be here.
Thank you all for making it to our podcast. I'm very happy and excited to have you guys here. In today's podcast, we're going to talk about the marvelous invention and how it was introduced to our world. Before we talk about the marvelous invention, let's talk about the history of writing and how its importance became greatly known during the Renaissance. Writing is an essential way of learning and communicating that the Mesopotamians developed, and we still use it today. I know that there are three cultures that develop writing styles independent of others, but which ones were they?
The three cultures that were developed were the Mayans, Chinese, and Phoenicians.
That's very interesting. Our viewers would like to know what alphabet is the basis for the letter we use nowadays.
The basis for the letters that we use nowadays come from the Latin writing.
It's amazing that we still use the same alphabet as the one used by the Mesopotamians back in their day. Now let's talk about the marvelous invention that had a great impact in history. The advent of the marvelous invention, also known as the printing press, changed society because it was the development of a punch and mold system which allowed the mass production of movable type centuries ago. Who was Gutenberg and how did he contribute to all of this? Find that out right after this short break. We want to thank our sponsors, Bembo Roman, and remember to use Bembo Roman as your next typeface because the Monotype Corporation in London used it as a model for a 1929 project of Stanley Morrison, and you could use it for any project to give it a classic yet stylish look. Now back to our podcast with Alexis. As I previously said, Gutenberg was very important, but I want to know how he contributed to history and where was he from?
Well, Gutenberg invented the first printing press around 1452, and he was born in Mainz, Germany.
So Gutenberg was the man who came up with the marvelous invention that became greatly known. Our viewers have asked, how did this wonderful invention change the world?
Well, the invention of a movable type helped increase literacy levels and people started to challenge their beliefs about the world. The printing press was also considered to be a key to the Renaissance.
It seems that Gutenberg not only contributed to his society, but he developed a machine that we still use in our modern society. I'm curious to know, how long did it take Gutenberg to build the printing press?
It took Gutenberg about 4 years to complete the printing press. When changed Europe during the times of the Renaissance, 4 years of work turned in centuries of use. His contribution to making the printing press made a huge change in modern printing today.
That is amazing how those long years had a great impact on the world since the Renaissance. I want to know more about how the third phase of printing is useful for us now. Hold on, it looks like we're out of time. Well, thank you all for joining us today, and a special thank you to our wonderful guests. Thanks for listening to Bembo Roman Podcast, a product of CMYK and AYV with us. If you want to know more about us, find us on iTunes at Bembo Roman, and don't forget to follow us on Twitter and Instagram at AYV with us.